It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. We've been in the trenches here with you since 2009, bringing you this daily podcast. So be sure and subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Today, we are talking about, obviously, the Law of Attraction. That's what the show is about. But we're talking about a vision board. And I have some ideas on how to make a vision board more powerful, make it more effective for you. Now, corporations have been using types of vision boards for years. I mean, you walk through various corporate halls and you'll see all kinds of very powerful affirmations and pictures and diagrams as you walk down the hallways. They're designed to inspire, to put your mind in the right place. Vision boards do work, but they don't work the way people think they work. Here's how it works. The dominating thought in your mind, whatever is dominating your mind, is what you will attract. I invite you to get your own copy of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I think the book was written in the 30s. It is still a classic in the Law of Attraction. And Napoleon Hill emphasizes this one point in his book. You have to have a dominating thought. Now, other Law of Attraction coaches over the years have added, other Law of Attraction coaches over the years have added that we need to emotionalize. That gives fire to our vision. So it's not just about seeing something. It's not just about reciting something. It's about feeling something. Think of the difference between someone, for example, who has been in a battle where it's been just a tremendous battle, and the American flag is still up there. You know, they still have that flag up. Versus, say, a school kid who has just learned the Pledge of Allegiance. The school kid has learned it through rote memory, and that's the beginning. But the soldier has learned it through emotion, through experience, through passion. And so years later, 50 years later, he's standing at a Veterans Day parade and he sees the flag go by, the color guard go by with the American flag, and he has tears rolling down his cheek because he remembers the emotion and the passion attached to that symbol. Symbols are important. McGregor Mathers said, by names and images are all powers awakened and reawakened. You know, he founded a powerful mystery school called the Golden Dawn. And it is through the use of symbols in Western magic that various aspects of the human consciousness or human mind are awakened. So our studies now teach us that the dominating thought in your mind that has been impassioned over and over and over again becomes what you attract. Now, keep in mind there are other factors involved, such as counterintentions and fears and anxieties and all these kinds of things that need to be removed. I always believe you need to clean the house before you start putting the furniture in, so to speak. But you get the idea. So the idea of the vision board is not new, but I'm going to give you some fresh ideas on how to make it effective for you. So one, you need to know what you want. And I suggest getting a, you know, your goal book and write out an intention. What is the intention? And you can write out an intention for every area of your life. You can write it out for your health, for your love life, for your wealth, for your career, for your education, vacations, you name it. I mean, this is your vision board. It's not mine. It's not someone else's. So write out what you want. Number two, get everything together first. So let's say that you're talking about a vision board for an incredible dream vacation. The first thing you're going to want to do is start collecting pictures of that dream vacation. What does it look like? What does it feel like? I mean, I'm talking about pictures that when you look at the picture, you go, oh man, I want to be there. Okay? So the picture has to awaken you emotionally. Remember we talked about the flag example. There has to be an emotional connection. Photos. Get together your scissors, your glue, your cork board or whatever you're going to use. Now, a lot of people like to use cork board. I prefer that you get one of these white boards. And you can get them in various sizes. You get a huge one that fill up the whole wall, or you can get a small one. It doesn't make a difference. Get a whiteboard. And that way, you can just use a little bit of double back glue or tape, and you can tape the pictures right on the whiteboard. But you can also make comments like, I'm going to see this, or I'm on my way to see this. I'm spending 3 days in this pyramid, you know, that kind of stuff. Make it fun. So you can put notes to yourself on the whiteboard along with all the pictures that you are taping down to the whiteboard. I think that's more effective than using a cork board and just pinning things in. But the choice is yours. It's your vision board. So you do what you think is going to work best for you. I like positive affirmations written out on my whiteboard with all my pictures. Get the idea? Next, get all the quotes you need, all the pictures. Put them in order of importance. What picture is most important? Make it the biggest. If you're going to Egypt, and yes, you'd like to see a camel, but you really want to see the Great Pyramid, then put the Great Pyramid in the center of the vision board. Make it bigger. Maybe put a camel down in a corner someplace in a little note. Yes, I am riding on a camel, you know? In the desert. You can have fun with it. It's yours. I want it to be so fun, so exhilarating, that when you look at it, you get excited and you want to look at all the little details you've put on it and all the pictures, and you keep adding to it and changing it and making it more emotional, more impactful. You're not just putting up pictures. You're creating an emotional state. You're creating something that is allowing your mind and that vision board to connect energetically. And now it becomes the dominating thought on your mind. I mean, that's all you think about. You're constantly thinking about, you know, spending the night in the pyramids or traveling down the Nile River or whatever it is. If it's for business, it can be a business thing. You know, landing that big account or that new office or receiving that $10 million check. Make it yours. Make it personal. Make it powerful. Don't hold anything back. Next, place your vision board or boards where you will be able to see them daily. Some people, you know, they put it, okay, I got my vision board all set up, and they go and put it in their basement. And they occasionally, once or twice a week, go down into the basement. Maybe their laundry room is down there. But they're not seeing that vision board and connecting with that passion on a daily basis. Anything you don't connect with on a daily basis, anything you're not passionate about and talking about and living and breathing and sleeping, you are likely not to manifest. Or if you do, it will take a long, long time. I like specific vision boards. Now, I know the whole movement of vision boards in the law of attraction industry has been to create one massive vision board where you see yourself running, that's your health. You see yourself, you know, driving a new car, that's your money. You see yourself, and you have pictures of that. That's a general vision board. I like a specific vision board or a theme vision board. A specific vision board would be a vision board only about your dream vacation, only about your career. It doesn't mean your family's not important. It doesn't mean your church is not important. It means that you want your career right now to be the dominating thought on your mind so that you can and will manifest your desires. Now, naturally, you can have a variety of different kinds of boards, and you are not limited to one. But I have to tell you, an inspiration board, for example, which has inspirational pictures, is powerful. It's good to have those around the office. You should have them anyway. But it's not going to be as powerful as a specific vision board, a specific goal-oriented vision board. That's the most powerful, or a theme board. Perhaps you're going to focus on a theme, and anything that fits into that theme will go on that vision board. Now, let me share a few other secrets. Don't tell anybody. Okay, now you can tell people, of course. Here's a couple of secrets. Sit in front of your vision board after you've created it and begin to experience the vision in the I am state. I am making $1 million a month. I am driving a new BMW. I am. Focus on the vision in the I am state and look at the vision board. Now, there's a big, huge, powerful secret I'm going to share with you in a moment, right after this message.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today. The Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
I want to remind you that if you want a miracle to happen in your life, why not claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free? Visit us at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. I don't care how long you've been separated. The two of you can come back together. I don't care how little money you've made. You can become wealthy. I don't care where your health is at today. It can become better tomorrow. You can have the life that you deserve and crave and desire through miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let us share a few secrets with you in 30 minutes that will change your life forever. Fill out the application, or if you have an emergency situation, send us a letter at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. And while you're at the website, check out our article section. It is filled with resources. Okay. So here's the big secret. You can go to a chain jeweler, such as Kay Jewelers or Fred Meyers, and for about $150, you can get an inexpensive gold or platinum or silver ring. We'll use a ring for example, but you can also use a necklace as well. As you are sitting in front of your vision board, reciting your affirmations about your vision, emotionalizing it, experiencing it, I want you playing with your new ring. I want you touching it on your finger, twisting it over and over and over again. Or hold and put in the palm of your hand your new necklace. In other words, you're going to anchor. It's a neurolinguistic alchemy technique. You're going to anchor that ring or that necklace. Or you could even use a watch, a new watch. But it should be something that you haven't had before. That's why I say for, you know, $30, you can probably get a necklace. For maybe $150 or less, you can get a nice ring. And that ring's purpose is to do this. Anytime during the day, wherever you're at, when the idea comes into your mind, you can just start playing with that ring, twisting it. Or you can kind of lightly touch your necklace or grab onto it for a moment. And you will awaken all the positive energy and all the positive attraction mojo, so to speak. This is a way of bringing the vision board with you. In other words, and you got to do it every time. Every time you sit in front of the vision board, you recharge the ring. Now, it isn't that the ring has special magical powers. It's that you've anchored it to your subconscious. So when you start to feel fear or doubt coming on, you touch the ring and it goes away. When you need more confidence, you touch the necklace and it goes away. If you want more information on this, I'm going to have an article on this. And I'll give you the address. It'll be on www.lawofattractionsolutions in the article section. I'll share the actual URL in an upcoming episode. This is powerful because instead of getting 10 minutes a day in front of the vision board, you can awaken that vision board energy and those emotions all day long. You're attracting like crazy. It becomes the dominating thought on your mind, and that's exactly what Napoleon Hill and Andrew Carnegie and Thomas Edison and everybody else has said about attracting and manifesting. It has to be the dominant thought on your mind. That's how you do it. Okay, there are other tips, other ideas. I'm happy to share them with you. Claim your 30 minutes of Miracle Mentoring Alchemy Life Coaching absolutely free. www.lawofattractionsolutions. We are out of time. Thank you so much for listening. You are an inspiration to me with the letters that you've been sending. We appreciate it. We hope we inspire you daily. And remember, always pay it forward. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.